Welcome to Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health. Each week at this time, we'll be covering a different topic and talking with different healthcare professionals. Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health on Q92.
Hello, Q92 listeners. This is Kelsey Tollefson, licensed independent clinical social worker and mental health counselor from Appleton Area Health. And I come today with a few quick tips on how to make your days more productive. A word of caution, these tips won't fit everyone's lifestyle, so feel free to pick and choose or adapt these to make them work in your life. So I have 5 tips for you today, and the first one you're probably not going to like. The first tip I have is to wake up earlier in the morning. Ugh, I am not a morning person, but taking time in the morning to prepare yourself for the day is so important. Take a mindful minute to prepare for the day, visualize how you want your day to go, or even cook yourself a nutrient-dense meal. Sometimes the hustle and bustle or the chaos of the day or the morning can cause our day to get started off on the wrong foot. And waking up even just a little bit earlier and being intentional with that time can be so helpful. The second tip I have for you is to get outside or sit by a window at least once every single day. That sunshine and fresh air is meant for our body, and it should be a daily requirement. Get outside as much as possible. Crack open your window or at least sit by the window and allow your body to absorb all of that sunshine. I'd even say do it when it's cloudy. Allow yourself to get into that habit of getting outside and soaking in that fresh air and sunshine. Tip number 3 to make your day more productive is to move your body. Engage in some kind of movement at least once a day. A short walk, raking the yard, shoveling snow, or even just a quick YouTube workout or stretching is a great start. Our body is meant to move. It doesn't have to be strenuous, but it does have to be separate from your typical daily movement. Be intentional and get your heart rate moving, even if it's just for a short amount of time. I would even encourage you to wake up early and exercise if you can put the two of them together. The 4th tip I have for you is to set your priorities every day. Every day when you wake up, figure out what you want to accomplish, write them down, and get started. If we don't prioritize, we can get easily distracted by ourselves or by others and not really accomplish what we need to do. Prioritize yourself and enjoy the sense of productivity and accomplishment. The last tip that I have for you today is my favorite, and it's the one that I probably enjoy the most, and that is to do your affirmations. Or to feed your brain good information. Do you ever hear that negative self-talk running in the background of your mind? Like, "Gall, that snow in April is terrible." Or, "I gained weight over winter. I can't believe I let that happen." Or, "My loved one hasn't called me in weeks. What did I do wrong?" We all have thoughts running in our mind all day long, whether we realize it or not. But sometimes what we forget is that most of the time, we do have control over what our thoughts are. Because that portion, getting control over our thoughts, does not come naturally to most people. I encourage people to feed their brain with good, encouraging information. And there are many different ways to do that. Sometimes it's the people that we surround ourselves with. They are positive. They share good things. They are very encouraging. And sometimes we have to go seeking out the information, like in a podcast. Some of my favorite podcasters are Brendan Burchard, Brené Brown, and Lewis Howes. All of them have short podcast episodes that you can listen to at your convenience when you're driving, when you're waiting in the doctor's office, or over your lunch break. You can easily fit them into your life. I also encourage folks to read a book. Mark Twain is credited with saying, "A person who won't read has no advantage over one who can't read." Get after it and learn something new. Spark your imagination and creativity. My last tip with under the affirmations is to journal. And this is my personal favorite. I enjoy using a journal called the High Performance Planner by Brendan Burchard. That's the High Performance Planner by Brendan Burchard. In that particular journal, he has questions that are asked every single day that help a person to figure out how they can accomplish the things that they are set out to accomplish and ways that a person can feed their brain good information. If you don't have a particular planner or journal, you could easily jot down a few things in a notebook or even use a daily calendar as your journal. Feed your brain good information, have those positive self-affirmations, and write it down so that you can see it, acknowledge it, and remember it. My biggest tip to you overall is to just get started. Whether it's waking up earlier in the morning, going outside, moving your body, setting your priorities, or doing your affirmations, it doesn't matter where you start, it's just that you start. Mel Robbins is an author and states in her book, The 5-Second Rule, that when an opportunity arises, don't think about it. Just count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and decide. It helps with procrastination and taking action when you follow the 5-second rule, which is exactly what I am encouraging you to do. Lastly, I want to really encourage you to think about sharing this information with a friend. We could all use more positive energy in this world, and you can be the spark that can get that going. That's all I have for now. Thanks for joining me. This is Kelsey Tollefson, mental health therapist from Appleton Area Health.
Thanks for joining us for Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health on Q92. We'll see you next week, Tuesday morning, same time, same place here on 92.1 FM.